Today on Gardening in a Minute, pruning ornamental grasses. Ornamental grasses are wonderful additions to your landscape, but may need a little pruning to keep a neat appearance. Pruning of ornamental grasses should be done in late winter or early spring, just prior to the new shoot growth. Many have spectacular winter characteristics that should be preserved. In north and central Florida, prune ornamental grasses in February and March. In south Florida, you may wish to cut back or trim ornamental grasses in January or February prior to new growth. For deciduous grasses, such as miscanthus, the old foliage may be completely removed with a chainsaw or head shears. For evergreen grasses, such as Fakahatchee grass, the ragged dead leaves can be removed by combing the grass with a pitchfork. Keep your grass neat by pruning when needed. For more information about ornamental grasses and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, overwintering water gardens. Even though Florida's winters are relatively warm, you still need to make special provisions for your winter water garden. Many plants begin to go dormant as the weather cools, so stop fertilizing them around this time. Clean out any accumulated mud and fallen leaves, leaving an inch or two on the bottom. Frogs and snails need to burrow in this organic matter to survive the winter. You may want to cover your pond with bird netting for the season to prevent additional debris from getting into it. Your fish will find the warmest parts of the water and spend the winter there. You can feed them less frequently than you did in the summer. With a little effort, you'll ensure your garden will spring back to life with the warm weather. For more information about overwintering water gardens, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, cold protection myths. Gardeners use many methods to protect plants from cold, but some of those methods aren't practical and could be hazardous. Running irrigation works on farms, but it's difficult to do properly at home. Irrigation must run before it freezes to several hours after freezing. This wastes water, and heavy ice can damage plants. Heaters can be dangerous and may do more harm than good. Covering plants is simple and effective. To protect plants, the cover must reach all the way to the ground and be anchored. Remove covers as soon as temperatures rise. Cover dormant perennials with mulch. Just make sure you mark them so you can find them in the spring. Remember, one of the best ways to prevent freeze damage is to select plants for your zone. For more information about cold protection and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, winter garden chores. Winter is a great season to carry out a number of gardening tasks. This is a good time to prune deciduous plants, grasses, and some perennials. Clean garden structures by scrubbing them down or pressure washing them. Pull up and compost dead plants from your fall vegetable garden. Renovate your beds by adding lots of organic matter and tilling the soil to a depth of at least 6 inches. Pull up any weeds and refresh mulch around existing plantings. Rake up leaves, or if you have a mulching mower with a bag, mow the leaves and dump the clippings on your flower beds as mulch, or add them to your compost pile. Wait until spring to fertilize the lawn and landscape, and adjust irrigation to reflect the plant's lower water needs. For more information about the winter garden, contact your county extension office, or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, dodder. Dodder is a vampire-like plant and a genuine plant parasite. Dodder has golden yellow to orange stems, is leafless, and looks like spaghetti on your plant. It can't make sufficient food for itself, so it parasitizes other plants to obtain nourishment. An annual plant, dodder starts from seed. As the seedling grows, it reaches out to latch onto a suitable host. Once a host is found, dodder coils around the plant and makes the connection that it needs to survive. Hand-pull dodder and its infested host all at once. It's especially important that you destroy dodder before it sets seed. Dodder can be a challenging pest to deal with, but with some knowledge, you can defeat this vampire plant in your landscape. For more information about dodder and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.